Just the other day, I was reading an article in El Mundo, one of the major newspapers in Spain, about the decline of the caña, which is a glass of beer, of draft beer, that for decades took center stage in Spanish bars, tapas bars, I hate to use that word because no one says that, especially in Madrid. And while this may seem like a bit of trivial news, sort of fluff summertime news to fill in a slot somewhere, there is something to say for it culturally, and it makes this mini podcast worth doing, because on top of that, I was just talking about this to someone about a month ago, so I was interested to see the article, and I want to share it with you. Now, before we move on to the crisis of the caña, we might as well define what we mean by that, because I wouldn't necessarily say this is common knowledge unless you've lived in Spain. As I was saying, a caña is a glass of draft beer, usually lager. In most parts of Spain, it is served in a glass that contains about 20 centiliters, but probably less than that if you factor in the foam from the head. And so that comes to about 5 or 6 ounces. By today's standards, a very small amount of beer, almost absurd, and it would probably get you kicked out of an Oktoberfest if you ever ordered one there. To make things a little more confusing, there are different parts of Spain where a caña has a slightly different size. I know in Galicia it's like that, and I think in the Basque Country too, possibly. In Catalonia, if you order a caña, it's larger than the version in Madrid. It would be almost what we call un doble, or a double. But that's not what I'm talking about. I am talking about the classic caña, the one that people back then, years ago, generally ordered, or at least they used to. And in fact, that's what people would say when they would go out. But, you know, you'd say in Madrid, we're going to go out for some cañas, which doesn't necessarily mean you were going to have that, but you could. It was just the generic term. In many parts of the north of Spain, when they go out for drinks, they'll say, let's go for wine, ir de vinos. Well, in Madrid, it's ir de cañas. Now, just where that name comes from is unsure, but one theory says that it has to do with the meaning for caña, which is a tube or a cane. Caña also has different meanings, like it can also mean fishing pole or sugar cane, but I guess it's because of that form, and I guess it can be hollow in the middle. A caña, it was also a tube, and the idea is that it was through that tube that the draft beer would go from the barrel out the tap and into the glass. The classic Madrid brewery, Mahou, M-A-H-O-U, is said to have been the first, I think, or if not, at least one of the first major producers of draft beer. So who knows? It makes sense. It's possible. Anyway, the size of the caña was probably there for a couple of reasons. One was to ensure that you were drinking something that was cold. It didn't get warm on you. You always sort of had a cold beer, and it would come with a tapa, and if you wanted another, well, you just ordered another one. It allowed for a little more flexibility, and they were also very cheap. And as I was saying, that's how you went out in Madrid before. You went to your local place, crowded around the corner of the bar with friends, ordered cañas, and they would come with tapas, and you might do it for an aperitivo during the day, or maybe in the evening before you go out to the clubs. But nowadays, when you go out, it's funny, you rarely order a caña anymore. Unless maybe you're at one of those old places and you actually asked for one. As I said before, just about a month ago I was telling someone about this. And then, lo and behold, I come across this article I was telling you about at the beginning. And I was like, yeah, that's just what I was thinking, so it was interesting. And they claim that the number of cañas, or the percentage of cañas being ordered, has gone from 21% before the pandemic down to 14% as we speak. So that's a huge drop. But don't think that means it's because the Spaniards are drinking less. They've embraced abstinence. Absolutely not. Actually, the number of people ordering dobles, or the doubles, the ones that are at least twice as big, has increased dramatically. That number has gone up by 10%. Now, why is that? Why would that happen? In general, I think it has to do with service habits more than drinking habits, at least initially. You see, outdoor cafes have been on a slow and steady rise since the last major smoking law came into effect, I believe, in 2011, at the beginning of 2011. And a major consequence of that law was the, how should I say this, the birth, or maybe it wasn't the birth, the renaissance of the terraza, the outdoor cafe. And before, Madrid wasn't like that at all. We see all these outdoor cafes now. Before, you'd only have them in the summer at best, and in the wintertime, nothing. Now they're year-round. So that has been one change. And since the pandemic, the smaller bars in the smaller streets, which normally did not have an outdoor cafe because they just didn't have the space, have been taking up parking places and building their own outdoor cafe space with the green light from the city. And what was initially a health measure and a way to help the bars from losing their business seems to be becoming a permanent fixture. And as a result of that, more people are going to these terrazas and are ordering from there. And when you order a beer, they never give you a caña, they give you a doble, at least. And that makes sense, because if you're at the bar, at the counter there, and you're ordering a caña, it's a quick drink, you can have one and go, and that's it. And if you want another one, it's easy to order, because the bartender's right there. If you're out at the cafe outside, you're not going to do that. You're going to order something and that's going to take longer to consume. And obviously the establishment wants to sell you larger portions and sell more. So after that, in a way, this change in service also probably changed drinking habits. So I know a number of people who don't order a caña because it just seems like the size of the glass is just too small. It's not big enough. And it's a shame because on so many levels, it seems like it's just the right size. Now, the caña has not disappeared completely by any stretch of the imagination. In smaller cities and in towns and villages, it's still more normal to find them. And in Madrid, in the more traditional neighborhoods or the classic bars, you can still order them too. But we have to admit that a little bit of Madrid, a little bit of that Madrid tradition has been lost. Let's just hope it's not completely lost. And that'll be all for today. We hope you've enjoyed this mini podcast by Brian Spaindemain. Please feel free to leave us any comments because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian Spaindemain, click on our PayPal donate button. Or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and be a regular contributor, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.